And Katie Hill sent us a question for Carolyn. She wants to know if it would be possible to terraform the moon.
Well, let's just make sure that everybody knows what terraforming is. This is in the sort of science fiction fans out there will obviously be very familiar with the idea. But it's this idea, and I want to stress it's at the minute, it's still completely theoretical, that you could take a planet or a moon and transform it to an Earth or a very Earth-like planet. And, you know, it's not unreasonable that you should be able to do that, because if you think our Earth starter is a fairly inhospitable place and, okay, over several millennia, well, it evolved to something that resembled our current Earth. So it should be possible to do that to another planet. I mean, the trouble would be just accelerating the process. But you'd kind of introduce or, you know, change the atmosphere, maybe change the temperature, introduce water, change the ecology, maybe change the terrain of the planet. All of that could theoretically be possible. I wouldn't choose the moon, though. Moon is very convenient. It does have the advantage that it's very easy to get to. But you've got this problem that it's too small. Even if you introduce an ice atmosphere there of oxygen, the moon doesn't have so much mass, it doesn't have so much gravity, it has trouble hanging on to that atmosphere. What tends to happen is that it will dissipate quite quickly and the sunlight will break down the molecules to much lighter constituents which can easily escape. So you'd have to keep replenishing the atmosphere all the time. The other thing about the moon is it's very dry. It's drier than any desert on Earth. And if we want something that's a bit more Earth-like, I'm guessing we want oceans. We want lots of water, especially if we want to have plants there and that kind of landscape. So I really don't think the moon is a sensible way to go if we want to terraform somewhere.
Is there anywhere that we should be looking at as a good candidate for terraforming?
Well, do you know, I would say a much better candidate would be Mars. Because, to be honest, out of the planets in the solar system, it's the one that is most like Earth. Okay, it's smaller and it's got the reduced gravity, but it's nearer to us. So it's, okay, it's not as convenient as the moon, but it's not impossible to get to. It does have water and it does have a stronger gravity. We'd have to be quite radical about how we changed it. So, I mean, quite apart from any ethical things about whether we should change Mars, you know, and would we change Mars if we found bacterial life on Mars, you know, all these kind of issues. Just on the practical stakes, huge technological advances would have to be made. We'd have to find some way of increasing the temperature for a start, because the average temperature on Mars is about minus 60 degrees C. If we want all that water ice that's locked in the soil, as permafrost and what have you, and water ice in the poles, we're going to have to heat up the planet somehow. You know, maybe introduce a nice greenhouse effect to it to raise the temperatures. Maybe utilize solar energy in some way. That would make it a lot more inhabitable. It would unlock the water. But we've also got the problem of the atmosphere. The atmosphere is carbon dioxide, and we'd have to change it to oxygen. So maybe we need to do some genetic engineering of plants or things that can then change the atmosphere for us. But even if that wasn't enough, it's the same with the moon. With Mars, you do have this fundamental problem that it doesn't have a strong magnetic field like the Earth. So either on the moon or Mars, you are very vulnerable to damaging radiation from the sun. So ideally, you'd want some kind of magnetic shield around Mars, just again to protect us from the harmful effects of, you know, sort of these flares or these coronal mass ejections of charged particles that come from the sun. So I think it is quite a huge challenge. I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's certainly not something that we're going to do soon. And the main problem is, I don't know quite how we would do it so fast that we could actually achieve results within a human lifetime. I mean, you're almost going to feel we're Slarty Bartfast and his planet factory when you need him. I think that's what we'd have to rely on.